Sugar Vachokim, the Gemara Ksuvah, not the Mechalos, the exam, based on the Mishnah, that Isha has four different slaves already who take care of all the tzachim of the house. The Lach is still the wife should do things for her husband, where the Rashi is Eitah Toivah, but four times a Lach and Evan Ezer, but three different things. She should make his bed for him, she should pour him a drink, make him a drink, serve him a drink, and she should also wash upon the blood of her akhlov. Those are a few things. Now, if you go with your wife and tell her to wash your feet, it won't exactly happen, and maybe knows that it did. From that's a loch out, eight to table. Now, loch and shulach. Based upon that comes along the Gemara says, therefore, when a person, when the Ishida Nida, since these three things are cases of chibah, therefore, when she's a Nida, all malachas are mutter. However, these three things you should not do. You should not do. Therefore, that's a locha, that's a feud of the base, the feud is the case of being with the kais and preparing it and serving it. The feud of the case of miso, the feud base is the third case of being machat upon the yod of Raghav. That's the order of the Gemara. And then the feud gimel is being choyed back on the feud. But, so the first halacha that we did the feud last time, the feud of the case is what about making beds? The Gemara says cannot make, the wife cannot make a bed for her husband if she needs her, otherwise during the year she should make them mitzad chibo. What is this gather? So back to my colleagues, you're asking Tosef Chan, the sugya. Rashi sounds like making any bed is also, however the way our Tosef calls it, is that depends. If it's in the Abdus, that is switching the quilt and the job that a pircha of making the bed, of setting up the bed, putting in those days the straw inside the mattress, or putting the straw inside the pillow, in that case, shecho, the din for shivcho, therefore the mutter, if it's not in the mechibo. However, something in the mechibo of sitting up the bed to go to sleep on, that's in the mechibo, that will be also when she's in needle. That's how Shishito, that's how the Torah and the place in the mechaber, the old pastors with Alocho, I come to the kids' shukhanas, the name is Machro, however, the way the mechaber, the place can go, is that Alocho, the maiso, anything that's tircho, of the gas also taking a quilt and putting it inside a sheet, that'll be mutter to be done when she is in Nidah. However, if it's setting up the bed, that will be what is offered. That's first halacha among the Paiskim. Kamalam Mitzvah is my name, when I say the Mitzvah changed from what was to what is. It used to be in those days, it means to set up a bed, means they cannot sleep on the mattress unless you pat it down and make this drawer straight, otherwise all crumbled up, it's like sleeping in a rock, it's not comfortable. So you have to set up to go to sleep. They use a pillow, they have to set up the straw and smooth it down. She pat her down, put her head down. That she cannot do when she need in those days. However, put the straw inside, that's not the tircha, that's mutter. But Zmanenu, no one's patting down the bed for you to go to sleep. But Zmanenu forgets, why is the women in the house, why do they make the bed, why does anyone make the bed? They're coming not inside to help you go to sleep. They're coming to do it, why? To make sure that the room is neat, and the house is the sutur, and to have space in the house to be clean and neat. We're not coming to do a mitzvah, the inn of setting up the husband to go to sleep. They're doing mitzvah to the side of the body. Some of the Paiskim with Manana they discuss, is this Isser of setting up the bed or making the bed, is that Nichol and this Isser, by negate the case of the Gemara? Numus Afreinim. Right. They say with the word of Rashi, Shmonach sounds like a night to say with the Chiv. Oh, so come out both ways in Kumra. Come out both ways. Right, it really depends. What do you hold when she's a non-needle making up for you when she is a needle? If you hold that when she's a non-needle she makes the bed for you, watch, look on Shulchan Aruch. And you know, when I get married I show it to my wife because I was a little child. Show her, you know, you want me to make the bed, it's your job. Why are you telling it to me? Therefore come out, and look at when she's a needle, she cannot do it. And therefore if you go to the Mahalas example, the article wants to say, true that those one taina that making the bed today is different those days, but first of all, serving a drink is also a little bit of tircha, but serving a drink is in the mechiba, washing is in the mechiba. He says also, making a bed, like, also, if there's no tircha in it, in the mechiba, the fact that wife can make a bed for the husband, that's the concept of tircha, and therefore it says, even bezmanenu will be offer, unless you do it for the follow. Otherwise it will be offer. The father sounds this way, but no, but also they clear, said the father before, she come on, the father yafi machma, come out. What? Even if it is a little bit of tircha, so the halacha has three cases. Giving a drink. She's serving your drink. Washing upon the yod of her aglov, right? So those cases might are also a little bit of tircha, right? Even rational all tirchas also, but fine, but it's a little bit of tircha. That might, setting up the bed, putting the straw inside, switching the quilt, that's a big tircha, that's a big makeup. Some of taking the sheet and like shaking it, how long does it take? 2 seconds? I guess, Shimonji, why don't you do it? Take 2 seconds. No, why me? You with your bed. But my other, not tears of God, a little bit, the mashua, but all these halachas of chiba is not for free, chiba is cost, right? To make a bond and connection with somebody, You have to do something for it. No, nothing in this world is free. So Elamai, she's doing a chiba, she's making a bed. Therefore, the those one, Taino, the number 4 says, therefore, but my name is be also. Come out, the Nochim holds author, that means like, yes, the rest of the year she should do it for him. It's not the job of the husband, Kivalda. Al Sadashani, the those who go another way, Biashiv, and the Vosner, and the Vati Yosef, and the Chodeshani of Israel, and Roy Bachim, go for Karet, they tell us, and Dafka in those days is telling it to go to sleep. That means, for example, if they turn down the bed, like they have in hotels, they take off the sheet to help you go to sleep, turn down the bed. Also even with Manenu. But the fact that she makes the bed in the morning, Baket, if you want to go to sleep, she would not make the bed for you. She's making the bed inside the house, therefore they want to be Mekel even with Manenu. They come to Makhoy, the place with Manenu, to Makhoy, to Mekel, Roiva Mekel, but those want to be Makhmer. Even the Tzati Makhmer, the way Rabbi Forth writes, not really that much Negea, practically. It's very simple, the Jewish was a funnel. Well, it's just still showing the fun of it. When's the last time your wife makes it better in front of you anyway? You're going to them and she makes it better. So it's not really that practical, but nice as a machloikas. Now, is there a hetai that she knows the bachel where the place is down? Is there a hetai that she needs to make the bed? Also, they point out, love doctors, she cannot do it for him. He also cannot do it for her. That means it all depends. Also, the same machloikas. Those holes, it's not negev is manenu. He can't do it for her. Those holes, who cannot do it is manenu. Those who can do it is manenu, he can't do it for her. They also discuss lav dafka in your own house, the bed miyuchas, so let's say you go to your in-laws Pesach and one bed for you, one bed for her, or even a hotel, and she chooses to make the bed for him, also be the same as you say, same halacha, whatever you hold in the house, it'll be the same thing in a hotel or someone else's bed. The interesting case, can you open up a recliner or an easy chair that open up for her to go lie down on? You might do a regular recliner, easy chair. So it's not a tircha. So Rabbi Tain is Fakarit, it's not my sechipa, it's nichl like putting on the mizuan on the mattress. Putting a mattress down, also opening up the bed. He won't say Fakarit, it's nichl in tircha.
But we didn't call it a bed, but it
by her bed?
No, it's not her bed. She's
helping her to go to sleep, Maestro.
What?
It's not just giving her bed, we don't care if it's her bed, it's bed that she's sleeping in. It's preparing her to go to sleep. It's opening is sick to mash, you're appearing if you go to bed. And maybe the would be also to open up a recliner for her to go lie down. Usually just the matias is the one that sits on it is the one that takes down all of it. But otherwise it will be a shadow of the. Now the Gemara is very clear that Shloi Bifon of the Maisa be Motor. That means you want to open up the recliner, do it to Shloi Bifon, that's Motor. Now the shadow is what about he turns his back or closes his eyes, that can be Motor author. Now Machlokes HaPoskim, like the way how Rabbi Yashiv and Avosner and Zeal, the Maisa, they are Machmer, Tarseni, the article and the Bade, they're Maisa and the Machmer. I'm sorry, the Mekel, all the way around. The Americans are Mekel and the Israelis are Machmer. What really comes up at them, you just make a cheshbon, it's for the section. And those who held that our beds are Nichol and the Isser, they're the ones who hold, you can turn your back. So this comes out of the way. But those who hold that our beds are not Nichol and the Isser, they're the ones who hold, you can't turn your back. It came out that way. So it comes out, it's very simple. If you're in a bedroom and she wants to make your bed, so not those who hold making the bed, not nichol this, no problem. Mutter anyway. Those hold the osko, like the bade and the osko, they just hold turning back. So, what? In this case, I'm just turning with my focus. In every case, I'm turning with my focus. They turning you back, shut your eyes, or could be the same thing. Machmir might be the same thing. So, my kinway, the first one, could be the same one also.
What?
So come out again, so making your bed, practically as Oscar writes, no big deal, he said to turn your back. So therefore we'll come out, if you want to be machmer to making the bed, just turn the back. But also they discuss, let's say making the bed, the Meister, you hold it. Also, what happens to the Evid, she didn't make the bed, they were sleeping or not, so if you have to undo it or not, the Meister place can say there is no knot, but the Evid, the Vada's mutter, especially if it's not Nenu, that place can hold the mutter even like Hathilo, so it seems that place can hold Hathilo, it's found Knosses, and Simon Shinji's Chet, and Hopla Shabbos, there is no knot, the place can hold the mutter like Hathilo. And that's our chance to sifir aleph. The next halacha is sifir beis, also based upon the gemara ksubis, the third casting gemara ksubis, is what about pouring, doing rechitza upon a yodav ragel one for another. The gemara says when she is mutter, it should be done. Again, we don't do it with an enu, don't even try it. And when she's asked, when she's a nida, Maisa, you don't do it. Why? Because it's in the chibo. Now, this halacha is more discussing when she cannot do it for him, when she's a nida. So the place came from Rishonim already. Same thing, he cannot do it for her. Just like the chibo when she would wash him, it'll be chibo also when he would wash her. Now, some of the places we discussed, the Shach and Taz, are arguing which Pshat over here in this halacha, or really the Shach coming from the Shach comes from Ben Yerino, is this halacha dafka by pouring it, where the Taz sets up, either you have something to hold it, drift out, or it's pouring it, it comes out. Is it dafka the pula of washing? I mean, Yavadi can't talk, says the Shach, but is the pula of Taz, is it dafka the pula of washing? Or is it even setting off the bath to wash oneself? So Machlokes, the way that Taz says the Vada setting up the bath in and of itself is mutter, only pouring is also. Atzad Hashem, the Shach comes down to Ben Yoino, it says Fakir, that even pouring, if it's setting up the bath, setting up the water, that itself will be offered. Machlokes Apoiskim, Malochot, Machlokes Apoiskim, Versa Kishchalar Harapaskin, Hava Locha Maisa, all the Apoiskim, the Zmanedu, all go like the Shach, to Ben Yoino, Mephorsha, where they're Eshkol and others, they have other Machlokes, and they say you cannot even set up the water. Not after washing, even setting up the water, will be also when she is a nida. We'll come out again, Fakir, when she's not a nida, she should do it for you. She should set up by after in the chibo. The Maisi, she should not do it when she's a nida. Now, Nokta Machmium, how we passing, what is the gather? So first, is a mutter, Shwad the Fonamanat. The Paisim say, Shwad the Fonamanat, during the case of Mita, Shwad the Fonamanat will be mutter. That means anytime you have this question of what to do about setting up the bath, she will call it Shwad the Fonamanat, set up the water, will be mutter. What about turning it back, or it'll be mutter also? So Maisa, the body says it's mutter. It could be his lishitasa. He always holds turning it back, sending his shvav upon him. Those who hold it also by the case of meat, will hold it also over here also. So again, so turning it back will be a makloikis. The guy I didn't see who was machm over here. Chorus will be the same makloikis that we had beforehand. Fine. So it comes out again that we hold sending up water is also, and shvav upon him is mutter, and turning it back is a shiloh. What about ladak setting up the water? What about setting up the kli? Giving the person the cleat to go wash himself, passing the person the cup to go use to go wash himself. So the Bada has the Burim about, he discussed it, ends up Sarachim, Maisa B'yashim is Mekel. A similar case that he did discuss is, can you put on the dud in front of him? Because Maisa, he's setting up the water to be hot, so the person can take a bath. Are you last up the dud for your wife? So Maisa, a Berkwitz in the Sulta, over the evasive way, he says, just do it for the fun of, just put the switch for the fun of. The fun of, before you're dealing with the problem of you preparing the water for a person to take a bath. You know, people. Hot water. You won't have a time. No.
Well, I have to
turn
it on for both
of you. So we'll get those cases. We'll get to. What? No. The shackles, even preparing the water, is also. We pass them out the shaft now, like the times. Right, he said, just getting the water, bringing the water over, they also you, and the words of the Mechabit even when it's training, but here you're making it hot, you're heating it up.
Where is it that?
Which case?
Heating
cold?
Up water is
no, that's not the case. The person taking a bath, that's what you're doing it for. I don't. So certainly has.
Yeah, I can build a sub, I change my tube. Then you can turn it on for gas.
No. No, that's tearful, that's a void, that's shiftless, that's being a shiftful. We're on the switch, not in the shiftless. They're preparing, helping them out to get ready for that. Another case is, guys, what about can you call your wife when she has a cell phone and it's vibrating, right? Move there. Only the today child these things come up. My special, you can get them up in the car, there's an obstacle, maybe it's an honor. Even if it's honor, my says, Moti, are you allowed to drive somewhere? You're moving her. Right? Can you be the driver? No one just seems to have a sense of you being the driver. How can you drive when you're moving her? What's that there? Elmai is mutter. Without sticking out your tongue. My said, why is it mutter? Fine, my thing is, same thing, no problem obviously calling your cell phone, vibrating, who is it? We see there's no problem moving her. Fine. Now, what about setting up a. Now, this child about the Chit upon the other Raghav, you want to cut that your hands face to be. What about the whole entire bath? Except the whole entire bath, you make a bath up for her. So if one time inside the shackle, inside the times everyone holds his offer. Like if there's only part of your body, the whole entire body, that's the Vada Zechivo. It's a Chiddush. Dain Weiss brings down the votes that way, also on Chivo. Oh, Dain Weiss ends off. You want to do it very simple, just do it like a funnel.
Then you set the bed.
You
throw it up?
Yes, what? Turn the water. Batya. What?
No.
Yeah, but you want to say everyone holds his offer.
Are you
even why you want to you want to spare the Torah, the Chidus Kol Gufay is the Chiba B'Yoyser, and even everyone agrees, even the Taz, even the Chiddush, and the Dain Weiss Jew brings them down and says he's masking to a Vosner, however he adults the Torah Shvat Bafonah, no problem, Shvat Bafonah, just open up the water, Shvat Bafonah. Atah Asheni, the B'Yoyim says, Mama Shaket, L'Kulayam was Mutter, by the Kulayam, because I have a baptism of Abdus, a Shifus, that's a slave to self about somebody. Fine, but
yeah,
no, L'chura was opening up the faucet. Now, well, together, not Sam Hashem in general. Opening up the faucet is taking away the Meneah. Taking away the Meneah is that also Nichol Issa preparing the water. All you can do is take away the Meneah. So, my supposition says it's also, they deal with it, however, the Machmer. If it comes out by a bath, the way open the bath will be a problem to do with Fonov. You open it, she'll have Fonov, and then she comes in, it's not Mitzah her anymore, it's not her pool anymore. No, we want her. They do say, however, let's say she opened up the faucet to wash her dishes or wash her hands. She's not going to shut her afterwards if he wants to go next. This is doing it mitzad herself to mitzad him, doing mitzad herself without his motor. They do discuss, let's say it's for both of them. What's the law like you're saying it's just for both of them? Or they say, we'll get other cases of my machoinim for a couple people on the table. What's the law for bringing my machoinim? If not those or mach my machoinim, let's say bring it for the husband and for other people on the table. So where the body and Zofi said, Tzorachian. He's not sure of the matter of this issue of preparing water for a person is that for the husband only or even for the husband?
It's
not a shrine. No, it's a shrine. No. No, if you do it, she does it for herself, why do you use the water afterwards? She filled up for herself. She opened the water for herself to wash dishes. You'll have to take a cup and go use the water. No, you can't. You can't. You cannot. You can fill up the cup. You cannot do for you. That's not fun. It's bringing the water. It's also not fun. She's not doing it for you. The whole is doing it for you. There's no chiba of them eating a leftover food. The chiba is what she did it for you. She did not do anything for you about this water. The question is, she did it for you and somebody else. She did extra water and leftover she used for you. Now, there's a shadow among the paiskim. What happens by a case of a mitzvah? The is preparing water, for example, by negolaser, or for washing his mamaisi, or for my machoinim. These three different cases, a case of a mitzvah is Chashifa, the other way him preparing first, could be also the other way around. Those cases are nichol. You want to know, can you put on the door before she goes in the mikvah? That's just what you get. What? So, if she's in the room, close the bath. Open the floor.
Sure.
Fine. These cases, the shalom on the place is the head to mitzvah mitzvah, it's not nichol to get the chibo. It's a tzarech mitzvah. It's not tzarech chibo, it's tzarech mitzvah. So, there are those. Basically, wrote Reb Chaim. Chaim said to Shlomo, he was my serious machmer. The Badei Beker is machmer. The Chodeshoni, the Meir Bamsa, they won't be machmer. The Hasheni, he was placed to argue all the way. Be'er Moshe, the Dain Weiss, Rakam Nevsky, and all this one kind of Machmitzah's mutter. There's a third shita, how Rav Berkowitz and Rav Yashar go. They make it in between case. They want to discuss. It depends why exactly this mitzvah is happening over here. Is it to remove dirt like Zomor or Ruach Ra? They want to say it's mutter. If it's time of Kedusha, they want to say it's offer. That means, he says, example, he discusses the different cases. By Tzitzis Zayim for the morning, for Negelvasa, you want to say it's Motor. Well, the Zoom or the Amais will be Motor. The case for Tzitzis Zayim is really depends which safe is calling up the Ashim. And the case by my Machoinim, it depends on what the Ashim says, what the reason for my Machoinim. If it means that Zoom will be Motor, if it means that the future boy won't say it's also. Well, oh, what's the tzvah? Well, who are the tzvah where they're coming from? For example, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, it's also to wash off or even have tishbav lanosay. Lanosay is also. However, what's not lanosay is mutter. For example, to remove dirt, zoma or ruachla, the mice in that case, la wash off Yom Kippur. So the mice, even though it's saying on the bath, you remove your own dirt, the mice is also lanosay. But some more removing ruachla, zoma, mitzad, alochos shibay, that's not lanosay. The whole it is me making water for his own hanok. When we making water, not mitzad is hanok, mitzad mitzvah shabai is mutter.
If somebody wants to eat and
give
him, he doesn't want to
give a diet. When the first parent is dying, it's still not called the
shabbat. I don't know what halachos you
don't wash your hands.
How
does
it do?
No. No.
So,
I'm giving you a dimmy. I'm not saying it's the same get. I'm not saying it's the same law. I'm showing you the concept that we see. There are certain things that depends why you're doing things for. Again, there's a getter of La. The whole Isabir is preparing for La Nofa. He wants to say certain things are La Nofa and certain things not La Nofa. Ruach wants Zuma is not La Nofa. A Dimmi is like Yom Kippur. We see that certain things last time washed, that you have returning it, while to wash off. Agam over here will be also. But we have this concept of La Nofa is nice to be also, and La Nofa is Monte. That's their chilek. No, because then that's his knock. He doesn't want the dirt on him. But when he has to mitzvah mitzvah, he has to remove it. That's not mitzvah. It's not his anosha boy. There's no when the mitzvah is telling you to remove something that's no anosha to him, it'll be offer. However, he needs two things: the mitzvah that's not la anosha. You have one or the other. It's not mitzvah. Take off dirt, man. Or you have a mitzvah that's la anosha also the offer. You need both mitzvah and just one la anosha.
I think before I
try
to
stay
there.
That plus to say you should not do that, can't do that. This is a of water you're discussing in the Ziggur's place.
Right,
and
I don't know if this is
offer.
Right.
No, the Lach and Shulchan Aruch says even Mitzvah is offer. That's the Lach and Shulchan Aruch.
Mark,
we're
talking about offering together.
No, it's the plus to say clearly means no. Swarm is on anyone, it does not mean offer, it means even one. So it comes out to, again, what's the law about? I'm claiming the Negalas and Meister are different from what different people do. Usually when it's Negaya, is when the wife brings Negalas to the husband, or if he's in the bed already, or sets up in front of him at night beforehand. Or got to see an airplane by the Chassidim. Usually when the guy wakes up, the wife goes at the base in the water and goes rings at him, he doesn't walk out of it. On the airplane, I see it sometimes. Fine,
I
see it,
yeah.
No, that's fine. Again, now that, and you should do it in the chibah. I guess you should. It's not gay. You can't do it in such a case. Either. Fine. If you can, it's my place. Again, these cases we come out in three different cheetahs. You're allowed to do it with more commits and not more commits for. And again, what it really also comes up, if you can be machmer, inshallah, what do my machmer is the different people there also, which is an interesting shayla. It comes out, it won't be machmer, and say my machmer is also like, but they, chayim, will come out that can she bring my machmer to the table if they gave him and to another guest that's there. So, my son, the body is a chin, you want to tell me the topic of the rabbonim, the old person, make more chilo, can they? Fine, that's a few days. So, if your gimel is going back, shloi b'fonim, being making for it and doing it shloi b'fonim, meaning shloi b'fonim means when he doesn't see it. Yeah, you see it.
But if he brings it to the front
and
get it
somewhere
else,
doesn't
help
the chin. No. The water going into the cup. It's been made, and it's not, it's also,
it's
bring it over, that's,
I think
it's still being made into water. I think the soil is filling up, the soil is being made into something to water, so,
like you turn on the dish.
You could turn on the dish for the funnel. Don't see the switch.
You don't see the water going in the cup.
No, but here you see it bringing over a cup of water. There you don't see no one bringing over water in that case.
But
in the Ziggur's
place, I bring the wine, I put it down right by him.
But here it's not the bringing. Here it's preparing the water for a person to use. You bring it for the preparation, it's bringing it over. I think this is a pieces. The Issa is a chana for a person to use. Chana could be putting it there or even bring it over, I think. Feed the chakra, we'll go out to shach. Specific Gimel is the case that the Gemara is discussing that she cannot serve him, so the person is vakaret, that also he cannot be mazik for her. Now, the case of Gemara sounds like daf yayin, the Raj's case of yayin, how the person can say la daf yayin, just like we learned in Sefiot, we're going to be machmer and say it means all mashkin, except for water maybe. And we're going to be machmer, that means all oichel, they cannot bring over. Put in the same thing, he cannot bring to her any food, unless the clonus of you, meaning you do a bishino, you're writing with the left hand, or even though those don't say it's my name, we don't have a head to the left hand because it's not nicker, only in those days it was the anointing to use the left hand, but fine. Or you do it in a way that's not mishnah in front of him, you put it away from him and he has to bring it over, same thing if I care, he'll bring it over to her and do it, not put down mamish in front of her, and then she'll have to bring it over to herself, that'll be mutter. Otherwise, the place can say, with the same halacha and sefiyah that she has to do to him, he cannot do to her. That's halacha and sefiyah. put it away. Like in most cases, you put it, they had a small table, they put it on the front of the pillow, on the back of the pillow, on the side of them. Here, when you have a large table, the person can say, you can do it also a little bit away from the person. It's nicker, the whole yisoid is why to be nicker. It's nicker, the person has to bring it over to themselves. Now, you want to have a makom tzaris, you can make all kinds of things. Just like over there, make a makom tzaris, because makom is a paiskim, and the dafki ayin, or even oichel, you also can also make all the makom tzaris. Now, come along the Ramon, he's Moshe V'alocha, the lav dafki, I'm sorry, the Mechab is Moshe V'alocha, the lav dafki is the Indian by set, by bringing it over, but even being shaleach, chois al yayin, whether the case of a bracha, an adbracha, a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, also it's also descended to her. Now first, what's nichel in the case of chois yayin? The case of a flesh like yayin. The first grape juice, the place can say, it is nichel. Also, yayin shraf is nichel. The other person might bring down the Semach Tzedek, he says, anything that's choshev. Now what's the difference between choshev, lechura, coffee is choshev? You can argue as a coffee, tea, these things are, could be nichel and get of choshev. Could be. What? I said could be. So the Mordechai Gros says, what's motor? He says, that choshev is also. Have a water and soda is motor, he says. Now I said water and soda, he didn't say coffee, he didn't say tea, he didn't say orange juice, he said water and soda. The way of the Bada, the Bada says anything choshev except, Bada says anything is choshev is also except for water.
You mean
seltzer? Yeah, what do you mean seltzer? I'm asking. So the Svarm who give the get of Dava choshev, like from the Semach Tzedek, when they bring down the cooler, they say water or seltzer. They don't discuss anything in between. Now, it could be, it depends on what the halacha you hold is by before davening what you allow to drink. That those who hold in their soul, you cannot drink soda. Rabbi Mitzvah Rabbi says in America, you can drink soda. It's not choshev in America. Can't sign. Yesh Lodin, what the gather is. No, why? It's not choshev. The reason is because it's not choshev. I got the Avayashka wrote to Yitzchak the one day, if I guess there's not any water, it's choshev. They sell it in a bottle. And then they have fancy bottles in America now. It can be even more expensive sometimes. But what is the etzem not choshev? Well, nice. Well, Averkus only went straight. Averkus went straight. Wine, grape juice, and yayin shraf whiskey. Otherwise, there's nothing else different than that. What? Yeah, which yayin shraf he says. Brandy, I guess, is nichel. Irish brandy is nichel on that. It's better, I think it's more expensive than Bronson. But that's my so again. So it comes out even though it's over here, yayin, the place must take it more than yayin. Again, this question how far to take it, but the what? See, they do. We ask them to down some grape juice. That means like that's with grape juice and nothing else.
No.
We ask them to hold my grape juice. That's a big one. I'm sure if you start looking more, so you have more time, you'll see that it's not so simple. Nice again. The Semach Tzedek says double portion. And the makor for this is really back to Sif Yud. Once you mark the Sif Yud, they point out, of course, you mark over here. It's the same really sugya, the same ma'amokim, the same kolkim on your gimel to Yud. You might as well mark over there. It won't be the same gather. However, they do ask if so, why we mark one by Michael also? Because you send food to your wife. You pass food to your wife. Why? Because just like over there, we're marking my food in Sif Yud, that's your mark over here also, and I'm sending food. So that ma'amokim, the body says no, the Asher says no, Michael not. What or not? Now, where do they get this chilek of Michael not and of the Choshev? Yeah, Michael the whole Bukhara Sifud. I didn't see where they explain that. They just say facts. Could be from the parents. The problem is the same Sukkah. As the Sukkah Shibbol, you just wonder where exactly got this Chiluk. Again, why Michael allowed to send to your wife and drinks to where Michael all drinks. Fine. Now, this halacha sending is but even by mitzvah. Now, the question is, what do you do by Kiddush? You make Kiddush for your wife, how do you exactly send? So those who want to know that what's the only issue of sending wine? Why can listen daitala and you think about it, you care for it, you're sending her wine. So those who want to know today, everyone makes kiddush, everyone sends to the wife. There's no listen daitala, if I care, if you don't send any in trouble. So the mice says there's no chivas, there's no chibur in it, there's no chibur in it, and therefore those who want to know it's mutter. However, make all the places do not go this way. Either of the Yashu says, who's Mekel? Well, Abadi. Good for a kedakoi, he always has a svar for it. And they'll have to deal with him the way Abiyashu answers back, Loi Plug. Fine. And the Stephen Zapolskim is that way. The Stephen Zapolskim and the Loi Plug is that way. Again, as far as the emissary is far, it's good time as far. The Maestro Shal is always about how to deal with things that are locked to the Shemar. And maybe the Havot, the Talmud, as far as the Gedorm, how we deal with it, changed. But the Maestro, all the Swarm is the name of Knanthi the Swarm. Either they say Loi Plug, or they stop them in the Loki, Knanthi and Kiddush. Vazra for the Shani, Hulu, all of them bring it down that way. Now, so exactly how do you, what should you do? So the best thing to do is you drink it, you put it down, she'll take it. Now, could she drink afterwards? So the Pitka Chua brings down from the Yaivis that's better for not to drink from your cup. The Maestro, the Moshe, there's no one who says to me, Machmer, and the Hogg is, like, it cannot like the Yaivis. The Gam doesn't want to say to me, Choshish, or Machmer, but the Hogg is that she can drink straight from it. Now, let's say you want to, let's say you do want to send a Torah, you send a Bishinoi, the first thing you say, cannot send a Bishinoi. Void, even Shlomo Fonim, also the Exil Maestro is going to be also. Now, what happens, what's very common when you're having a Kessel or you have a Mishpacha, you have a bunch of cups, you pour a lot of cups, and then some of them get passed to your wife, and then one gets passed to your wife, and some gets passed to others. You have no kavana specifically for your wife, however, she's nichel in it. Example, I have six kindlach and I have a wife, so I have seven cups. If she wouldn't be, there would be six cups. So I'm 100% pouring for her, except I don't know which one's going for her. So it'll be the luck in that case. What?
Do you put a first cup for her?
I usually just, the truth is, right now I have the spouse. That'll call a day for my sister's more chairs. And my kids walk 350 shekels, the fake metal ones. And my sister, we don't even have a stopper for it. So the fancy ones have a stopper. I don't even have that. So my sister, by me, it's the only one there, not a shallow. Because they all get filled up all the cups.
You usually did have for your wife, but you pour the cups. And
that's their business, though. That's not me. That's them. When they have a spouse, the fancy ones have a little, let's say you don't have, need all the cups, so less people there. They have a little plastic or glass thing that stops it. Fine. So then, you have a stopper, you have a shallow, maybe who said you cannot put a stopper, you're pouring for your wife. I have no option. There's no shallow in the stock. So my son, let's say you don't have these spouts, you have some of these cups over here, and you pour them in the ladu or not. So there are numerous, to go very simple, they're not doing specifically for her, it can't be she's in this one inside. It should be the Maestro Motrim, Shlom Zalman, and Boyd, afterwards they want to be Mekong. Akana Shani, the Maestro the Bade is Machmer, and I'll be actually intended to say this quoting him, won't quote him as Bade, it's Motrim, won't quote him as Bade, it's also.
We
can hear
it, don't perform.
There is an Isser, so, you're pouring, you're sending it to her, you're pouring to her every cent. There are two things over there. The Pesachim say, first of all, let's say some else pours, can you send it? The Pesachim are Machmer Aleph. Let's say so you pour Kiddush, I'm taking a pour and you're sending it to my wife without you giving it to me. We'll get to that in just a minute. Someone else poured it, I can't send it to. What is the setting? And the issue. The letter of the Shlomo Kalisha, I am also a relational Kalisha Rabbi.
Before, by
the Shlomo,
there was a
Jerry
Miller, a couple of
Yeah, well, we had either or. Yeah, but the boring or that's fine, of course. Caution. I saw at least 10 of them discussed the question. I obviously assumed that there's an issue over here. Yeah. Nice again, so again, most of them are Mekel, so it's not a problem, that'll be a very simple way to buy Kiddush, and others want to be Machmer.
Bad is Machmer.
Yeah, he says, you don't know which bed to make, he says you have to be Machmer, correct. Let's say you're making two beds, one's your husband, one's yours, you went to your parents and decide which bed, he says, also be Machmer. He sends you one to another, correct. That's his dimming. Now, what does happen, let's say you go to a guest, they go to your parents for Pesach, and by the Shabbos meal, the father or the father-in-law makes Kiddush, and he passes it, and he passes it to everybody, he passes two to you, and you're passing on further what was sent to you. What's the law in that case? And at some you, it was not sent by you. You are just the middleman to pass on, and someone gave it to you to give to your wife. You have no, you're not nice and dice law to give to your wife. What happened? He was nice enough to give to his daughter. Now you're just the middleman. Can you pass it on or not? Which happens a lot of times when you get to people with Shabbos. Can you pass it on or can you not pass it on? So Yitzchak wrote different letters, or Chaim, or Damasol, and the Ashman, and others.
The guy passing in the one with Shabbos.
Let's say someone else passes it and you take it. You pick it up and pour it with your own kavan, and not someone gave it to you to pass on. That'll be awesome. Someone pours wine for Kiddush. Someone's like, can you take that cup and pass it to your wife? No. Now the question is, again, let's say he's making Kiddush, he's finished, he's passing on, to pass it around the table, and your wife has to be next to you, he says, give it to your wife. There, the letters we got back from Chaim and the Nemetzal and others, they say, it's mutter. They say, a lot of cannot give it to your hand. Why? Because it's a palm of a shota, they do it, they say to put it down, or give it to your shino. No, the halacha, or the halacha of initiation, you need a halacha of tefillah, but not the halacha. The way I've never said, give it to Shinoi. No, your wife is right next to you. They can put a hand, they can give it right in front of her. You have to do a Shinoi. Left hand, if you hold left hand, helps, it's not anu. Or you have to put the shlag in front of. But the mice is that, our halacha says you give them the mice to the mortar. However, mitzvah the halacha of tefillah, you have to take care of the halacha of
tefillah.
You were nice, they weren't nice and daft, but he was nice and daft. And he was nice enough to give you wine. You're just passing a cup as a shliach. Fine, that's Sifi Gimel. Sifi Dal is all... What? Nobody asked him, no. Even those two. We got one letter that wasn't clear what he meant, by the way, no? Fine. Well, Sifi Dal is a locha. If anything, why it's put over here again. Sifi Dal, basically, all the lochas that are focused apply to a kesen. Whether it's the Aria, whether it's Yimei Levina, whether it's Yimei Nido, all the luchas apply. Now the Rambam comes on with the Hetter and says that you can eat with her one plate. Why? And Yimei Levina and the Shachting is not the reason. It's really the Salos, the seventh day you can to make your mikvah, show chibo. However, even it ends up being the mikvah is all 7 days. Halacha, the Shach, and the Taz is very clear that way, and the Pasha Shach also agrees. Maskana, we have no Hetter, all our pockets apply, every single one, top to bottom. They even discuss, can you lie in the bed when she went to the mikvah until she comes back, you lie in the bed, not the body over here to the body also. Until she comes back, until you know we have all our pockets, everything applies, there's no chilz to Gananu, and we're not, even though the Moshe is a Chaynoigim, but Yishma Asmer, Lamaisa, Halacha is a Yom Asmer.
Until
she says Tavalti. Yeah. Fine. Next halacha is the halacha of chayla. Next three halachas has nine yizayin. The halacha of a case of a chayla. Now, really, the two different cases of chayla: when he gets sick and when she gets sick. When he gets sick, the way the Shach explains, if he gets sick, there's no v'nach chayshu behergla vera. Therefore, we'll have more coolers in the case when she gets sick. Therefore, when he gets sick, the halacha is that she can mishamishim, cannot wash upon the yod of her aglov and cannot make a bed. Otherwise, she can mishamishim, can help him out. Therefore, the person can say, do you have to hire somebody else to help him out? The law says about you don't have to hire somebody else, about you can do it yourself. And this get a sick agav, it doesn't mean that you have quark nefesh, means even the chalish aim by sakana. However, it does not mean some you have a mechish ba'alma, the person can say, Sam, you know, you thought her as well, but it doesn't mean that means, you know, someone's really sick, he's bed rest, or maybe a mechish chalish, but not a mechish ba'alma. That's a law. And my son, however, we do have to do nikia. Well, again, the third chayil, the same as not the third chayil. First, can say you should do either dava achad. Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, and others, they do it through a stick or put on gloves or whatever. Do it either dava achad. That's when he's sick. When she's sick, is fakir. We much more machmor. Why? Because she's inside her glavero, and therefore, coming out the mechaber etzem is he answers totally. The way the bnei Ashkenaz go, and also usually the bnei Tzfat also. That Mokum Tzarek Harbe, Lemaisa, we're going to be making. Now, the Torah, there's a name to say, Mokum Tzarek Harbe, go ask your Rav exactly what to do and how to do and when to do. So, I'll leave that also. If they go through numerous cases, if you have eye drops and you're moving the bed and then you can assume whatever, and they go through different types of sicknesses, but it can keep ending off with go ask your Rav exactly how to Meshamash when the case of he's a Chayla, according to Mechabit, also according to the Mod, most of the Mokum Tzarek Harbe. And they do say also from the best part of the truth from Azad, by when she is sick, you do have to hire somebody instead of you to go do it. You have to spend money upon it. And also when you do have a hat, you also have to use gloves. But otherwise, hopefully this case will not happen. The only time it really does happen is when the case is the 11th, she's in contractions, giving birth. What exactly do, let's say you have steps, you have to help her down the steps. So again, practically it's not too practical, it's very simple. Usually you just wait, stand by the step when she has a contraction. And then, when she has those couple minutes in between, let her walk down. So let's say she cannot need help. The first, the best thing is if you have a taxi guy came, or there's an ambulance came, and a chanami, should go get him to go do it. It's better for somebody else than you doing it. I'll tell you what that is. However, let's say he cannot, or she gets, he's an Arab, and she's really turned off by him, and she has, a suve daiti of a head to say, a chanami is this guy, the mushkas, so you don't have to touch. A chanami, of course, not get a third cuddle. And nifling of the gedus cross nefesh, you have a right to help her down. But again, usually it doesn't happen that way because very rarely she can now walk down by herself in between the contractions. It depends what time it is. If there's an option, yes. From Shamazam, for example, 2 in the morning, you need hot water on Shabbos. You have no keys knocking someone else's door, has it earned, you can go put on the fire yourself by the cross nefesh. First, you have no chiyuv to call them someone else to be mashiach. The same getter. Before 2 in the morning, you won't have to knock on the door.
Really the door.
Well, sometimes it stops. That's
all. It's
a good sfora. My sfora shemanu this sfora. I didn't see anyone say it. I didn't think about it. I didn't either get that fire. Is that as far? I didn't see it. The truth also brings down, really, and the Ramah ends up bringing down, the what about going to Beit Kesel to follow? Besson that's a lot in Sin Beit Ches, in our Chaim over there, and there's an Hoga that first woman should maybe should not say Prophet, should not say Shem Hashem, should not go to the Beit Knesset, not see it in the Vetorial. Maestro's Maskon of Aloha, the place can go, Mr. Brua can't tie other what the minigis, they can go to shul, no problem. And that's an Hoga, Maestro can go to shul all the time, no problem. And Hoga has a lot of bench, and they have a chiv to bench, they have a lot of daven, they have a chiv to daven, whatever they are usually. They have these chiyuvim. The only Hanhoga we are mocked before is they cannot see a Sefer Torah. And what that means, they cannot see a Sefer Torah, meaning when you do Hagbah, that means it depends on what type of shul you have. If it's 5x5, it's not Shemism, they don't see it. But you have more than my Danish shuls where the women sit on top, the men on bottom, they can see the Sefer Torah. When they're in need, they cannot see a Sefer Torah. What? Hold?
Well, like in the mirror?
Yeah. like the mirror, right, exactly. But the Maestro comes out that women do not always seem to know the halakha, but the halakha, they should not see a Sefer Torah when it goes by a Hagbah when it gets picked up. Who will come out in the mirror also like that from a Hagbah, even should not look straight down and also see when the Sefer Torah when someone's reading an awful mess here. Say that after the Sefer Torah, as far as I remember. They should not look at it. Now they also discuss a little bit holding a Sefer Torah, touching a Sefer Torah, so why is it Negea? So they say why is it Negea? Because there are certain crowds of people who want to have Hakafis, and they want to have it for women only, and there are certain places people passing if they do it with no men around, no problem to me, it's for mice, they could do it. So they want to tie it, what? Yeah, these type of shilas, right.
Some
the women meaning about it, we don't have, that's why a lot we don't have, but what's wrong with, technically they want to discuss what's wrong with dancing with the same material. So they get involved,
they go by the
so there is a shiloh that they don't want to say to be machmer, one of the reasons why they come to our coffers, because most of some of them would be needed, and then we yetidam, and there's mother yetidam going to be machmer in there, so they don't want to, this halach is dafka yetidam, not yetidam during the zainakim, or when she's a pnuyah, she never wants to make with not a problem. The problem is dafka during those 3, 4, 5, 6, or whatever days, the dam is coming out, then you make sure it's fine.
Does he see the same her
Yes.
Why not the pnuyah?
But New Year, once she sees Dam and Hanami, the same thing, but they usually go on the mikvah from 13 to whatever, 12 to whatever, that's no problem. But it's a dafka when the Dam is coming. Now, however, in the second halacha, we're going to a Beis HaKfaras. So we're going to Beis HaKfaras, Beis HaKhaim, the way the Pesach HaTshuva is done in Chamud Daniel, it means also when the Dam is coming out, he says. However, only when the Dam is coming out. However, the way the Shibur goes to Chayodim, not the way Paskins, until you go to the mikvah, you cannot go to the Beis HaKfaras. That's the Minik Shnako. Comes out, what the seminary do is against the Mishnah Berurah. Now, unless you want to say the heter of kibbutz tzaddikim, which I didn't see any heter. My coin says it's no heter of kibbutz tzaddikim, and so I don't know exactly why the seminary is built. But to the side point, those want a taino. The those who want a taino, that. No. Maisa king of all the Beis HaChaim, and every Beis HaChaim usually the kibbutz tzaddikim next to them are always. Not always, most places also people are not dafka kibbutz tzaddikim. The two reasons why seminary shouldn't go, one is because that the minigar souls that notion don't go, and they're going against the minigar makam. So that the ishlotim is the minigar makam, the ishlotim is the ishlotim. Certainly the ishlotim. And the ishlotim is certainly the ishlotim. Might be different, I'm not sure why. But the ishlotim, what? No, it's not minigar ishlotim. They don't go to Levaya, they also don't go to the best cars. That's what Shemati. But Chutzvi's El Maisa, the local here, El Maisa, where the Shabuah Paskin, not like the over here, the Pitka Chuba. The Chuba says, that's what you see is Dam. So the seminary is asked girls to sing Dam, not they don't know. But even let's say, but Chutzvi's El Shabuah Paskin, until you go to the Mikvah, all the seminary goes up to you, they never went to the Mikvah. Maisa, the Chuba, they should not go to the Beis HaChaim. Now they do say, let's say it's Mokum Busho, it's a yard site, Shloishim, Lushono, and then we're going to get together, go over there, and then the Marcoin and the Pesach and the Rabbi himself, others say, Abadi can't be Mekel. However, they say, still, even when you go, you should be Marcik yourself from the caver itself. Not go Mamash to the caver. You should go Marcik from the caver. fine, so.
Or not so, yeah.
No, even not. The,
oh,
yeah, Mishmuth says all the time. Mishmuth says all the time. Mishmuth is very clear until you go to the mikvah. But what's the color between going to Beit HaKnesset and going to Beit HaChaim, where Rav Lozno or others explain that once it's that Tumah Shavuah until you go to the mikvah, you're talking about it. Once it's that Nikiyah Shavuah, Nikiyah is when the dam is coming out. That's the color and swerve between the two. Once it's that Nikiyah, once it's that Tumah. Yeah, but so that's where the minik came from. The more says the tam minik beikra and amitah. Also, tam minik no isri, not clean of error. Tam minik my favor is a neder. What is that now? I'll start the lachos. The end of what we start off first. Kabura, it's mamish the no. The gates of the sugya was the shayla in general. First of all, we're doing the halacha over here by us. Is neither an erva, neither not an erva. In general, we know that a pruya, for example, is not an erva. Unless she's more she's a neither, is she an erva? That's a shayla. If she is an erva, what is a neither? Is she an erva, not an erva? My she's mutter to you, lachas man. My if you have a kitma, a neither, she's not a mamzer. Is she considered an erva, not? The pasuk does say in the Torah, "Lo sikru l'gala erva." So, the pasuk does call erva, but ma'aseh says a lacha of erva. So the Israel Rav Ozner writes in Tshuva, he says, "Don't understand." Everyone, there's a hakira among all the gala koyim, all discuss the shaylo. It's neither an erva nor an erva. So don't understand. The pasuk doesn't flourish. Lo sikru l'gala erva. The pasuk calls an erva. So, what is all by shaylo? Avada is an erva, and therefore one say he has different minas for it because avada is an erva. Nice, a right from the Pasuk, that's the way in Tam in Shuv and Sefer Yosher, he says, don't bring me a right from the Pasuk, and Nice and Nida is not Erevo. But, Vogel and Sida, Sefer Yosher, Nice, what's the Chilek? Nice, the Pasuk calls an Erevo. The one with Chura is that there are two different things, what you call an Erevo. There's one called Mokum Erevo, one called Itta Erevo. Example, there's a Lachan or a Chayim that said, the person cannot say Kriyeshma, but Liba Roya Etta Erevo. And the heart sees an Erevo. Meaning, it's you by yourself, no one around. You cannot say Kriya Shema when your heart sees an erva. That means Mokum erva, not it's erva. You have no it's in yourself. It means Mokum erva. I tell the Shani, it says, Alokha in Evan Ezra, that you can divorce your wife when the Motsuba erva stava. When you find erva stava. Erva, what that means? Not Mokum erva, that's not. It means it's erva. Two different things. It's oh, you're looking Kitseta in the Torah. That's in the also two different psukkim over there. One means erva stava, one means Mokum erva, one means it's erva. It says, Vahir Machanecha Kadosh, Vahir Yir Bacha erva stava. That means it's an illibus not see your ervo. That means mokum ervo. Then they also said, one divorced your wife, says him, loitim zechem be'enecho, he motzu by ervo sover. That means it's the ervo. So in the Torah itself, ervo means different things. And be'etzem, if you read the pasuk, even though one pasuk can mean two different things. For example, ervo es bas bincho, bas bitecho, lois zegala ervosom, ki ervoscho heino. Don't be megala the ervo, because there are arayas. That means don't be my gal ever, the mokum ervo, because they are an itza ervo. So ervo means two different things. Before by Nida also, when it says in Torah, the siku the gal ervo also, what does it mean? Ladavka means itza ervo. Like a vodka once say about it, she's an ervo mamish, yog vayavar. No, it means mokum ervo. There was no way from the pasuk. So the chur, there are two different afkaminas, and not only them, if an eid is an ervo or not, an eid is an ervo. Is there yog vayavar? And again, to answer you by us, is it by the aloch is by all cases kroch nefesh? What happens, you do not give up your life except by three cardinal sins. One of them is by a case of a rayas. Is neither nichon and a rayas, this was yog vayavar. Or, and the second halacha is not kamino, is the dama shiba erva, in dama shiba erva, fox mishnayim, this was a doctor by himself, nemon, or you need two doctors, or one person's nemon. So, mitzad of in dama shiba erva, fox mishnayim, is a rashba says it's mishnayim, it is erva. However, the person goes another way, they come in faces and get in that face of face, says over there, says, Sakhl Dai Tikhamina, I might think neither an erva or Kamashmala but Sakhla, the neither is not an erva. So it's clear as ain't dovish of erva top Mishnah, the Gmon Gib that base and base. We paskin and all the places can go over Ikka that way, that the neither is not an erva. Atsada Shani, from our signal, sounds like a place, the neither is an erva. While the base sister says, what's the shadow over here? When she is sick and he is not sick. Why is Harold Dover? He says, why is my colleague is Rambam and Rambam? The Rambam holds that Nikiya is Nichol, Latikul Gala Ravosa, it's the rice, the Rambam holds its motor. And therefore, he wants to tie him up, the Rambam motor, the Rambam says, so, you have no one off from it. And therefore, Aloche, Paskin is going to be also. Aloche, the way of the Shach. And the grain says, Machabasang is also, you cannot help out your wife. When's it also? Even Mokum Koch Nefesh, you might get Kiddush. The grain says, Psham, the Machab is, I feel the Koch Nefesh is also. Even Koch Nefesh is also. And why is it offer? So we see clearly from the going and the shaft, before he, they understand the law is a need of an erva, and it's yogva yavar. Yogva yavar. That's the passion of the main
thing. What's yogva
yavar? A needle.
To do what?
To have tashmish, and therefore we will get him out of machloket. The Bezrai derayis, the Bezrai also means the same thing. If you hold that Bezrai derayis is yogva yavar, you also be yogva yavar, hold that. No. But myself, we have first itself, the first question is needle itself, yogva yavar. Tashmish itself. The shaft says it is. The Shal of Chubas Pnei Yeshua, that's the grandfather of the regular Pnei Yeshua, he also happens to be the Rebbe of the Shach. He had got out of the Tshuva, he's the Rebbe of the Shach, and he has a Tshuva according to the Beis Yosef, he says, don't say what the Beis Yosef is discussing. Avada, Anido, is not an Erevah. Why? It's Mutlach Hazman, the kid's not a Mamza, and Avada is not Yogva Yavar, and you're arguing the whole Beis Yosef, why? It means that? It's not Erevah, it's not a Riot. It's not Nechle Get of Yogva Yavar. So it comes out, that the Shach and the Rebbe argue if Nida is Yog Vayavar or Nida is not Yog Vayavar, the best in the argue is Nida is an Erva and not an Erva. So there are different rights to it. However, Ikka again, the royal place we go, they come, they want to be not Rashi and Gitin Abba, Rashi, where it says that you better be calm in your house, if not, the Begorim Kila Rayas. What's the case of Kila Rayas? So she'll be cold, will be cold outside, she'll say she went to the mikveh, even though she didn't go to the mikveh, the Begorim Kila Rayas. So, and V'oid Numa Tzvayk, you know this way, Halacha, Ma'is V'shach, Tarishwam, V'oid Paskin, that Nida is Yog V'yavar. There is an Ishtabruah in Simenayin Dal that says that Nida is B'chal Arayis. So the Tzitzliyad says no right from Ishtabruah, just means B'chal Arayis. Some will back to him that the seven, you write three different Tzvayim, but the seven different Tzvayim, B'chal Mitzchayim writes that Nida is Yog V'yavar. Ma'is V'chal Mitzchayim, just to be clear, writes the Tzvayim, and Tzvayim, and Tzvayim, and Tzvayim, and Tzvayim, seven different Tzvayim, he writes Yog V'yavar. I on the passing all the other my moisture passing away. The mice are lost the mice that we passing that Nida is one of the three cardinal sins. The Yepi Mach from it is Mamash Yom Val Yavar. Now you could have a cash before it is a zero. We're passing that Nida is an Erev Mitzad Yom Val Yavar. We passing in Dosh of Erev Pachma Shnayim does not apply to Nida Shnana Erev before it's Dir Meir Bey. How can it be that a doctor, one doctor is Nemun when Hashem Yitzhar Mitzvah, Shem Kupa Echet, one doctor is Nemun when it's not a he is Nemun. Now why is one doctor Nemun? Because it's not Erevah. Yet, why are we passing Yog Val Yavar? Why? Because it is Erevah. Look what you see in Mnei Obey. So where Moshe writes in Divrus, he says, B'chur Esna Atoli Zeh, there are two different sugyas. One is Mitzad the Chumer Yisr, of Chumer Yisr, if it's Mais the case of Chorus, Mitzad the Chumer Yisr, boy, different is Yog Val Yavar. After in the Shem Erevah, Pachmish 9, it's coming to change the Mitzvah over. Come and say the person got married, got divorced, changing the Mitzvah. And Nida is not an Indom change of the Messias, therefore wants a time of it, therefore it's not literally get of Indom forever, Pachmish 9. Therefore, even though the both have the word Erba, the Gedorah are two different Gedorah. One is inside the Chomer Issa, one is inside the Chiddush HaDover. Therefore, it's two different things, they work two different ways. As the Chiddush HaDover does not apply to case of Nida, that's the cycle, the way it works, is being saying she is Nida. One is inside the Indom of Chomer HaDover, what is different from Chomer HaDover? Couple shallows. First of all, Chibuk Manisha, let's say. That is right, the right, but the right. No, it is a Bezrayud, a Bezrayud. You're making a Bezrayud. You're making step in this. What? No, the Akhok is the Rabbonim. There's too many steps removed. Chibuk Manishuk, you're basically lead to Chibuk will lead to Tashmish. There has to be a Gedda somewhere with the stepping stone. That's Abizrai Darayat. You're doing what passing, might be touching, will lead to Chibuk Manishuk will lead to Tashmish. That's too far away.
Why
don't come to fine. I can hold this needle and the time I'll be sad as masterful. Yes. Well, there's 3 points to sign with, and even though I'm not sure how much people gain out of it except repeating it back to me, but my life only gain out of it. There's always the Indian first of all, you have to learn Ben Isman and achieve a Torah, everybody has master Torah, you have to appreciate Torah. And the way how the Gdolim wrote a letter in the 70s that everyone has to learn the whole focus 4 hours a day, at least try to learn 4 hours a day. Truly, it might be in his mind, and you have a time to rejuvenate yourself to sell for the next month. But also, if you're Bakshav Torah, you can still rejuvenate yourself from your other hours, might be to try to learn one Seder. Now, in order to learn one Seder, you have to set yourself up to learn one Seder. As you have to have Seder in one's house, in one's life. All in the Pesach, in the Seder, I bow your finger once, give a shmuz over here, how we give Shrach Lador, Kosh Baruch Hu, by Merim, in the Seder, it's like a Chol, if you have Seder. The person that has Seder, we discussed before, in that the room in the house has been Masudah, and making the bed, being a Seder, in the Seder, it's a very important concept. How do you have Seder? You have to massage yourself that way. Either you get yourself a chavrusa, or you have a set time you're being based mentor, no matter what. You learn a set thing. It's very important in order to make yourself learn. It's very easy to say, I'm going to learn Bein Zmanim. In order to make yourself learn, to control oneself, is to massage oneself, to make sure they have a chavrusa or a set time and a set place to learn, and prepare it beforehand. Otherwise, I know for myself, practically doesn't work out too well. It's just say, I'm going to learn, and whenever you have free time, you have to massage yourself to make sure you have time to learn, to make sure you have a chavrusa. And again, the best thing is, if you go to yeshivas in America, if you go to America, you know, the air, first day is always full. First day is forget, even in America, because I want to find a seat behind one first day there. If it's money, you can't, money is full. So, the whole part is try to put in the first day there. Fine, then it's the second day there, you have to help out your wife, at night, the way, whatever you have to do. But the whole part is you try to learn, and be mapshav of the Shiva Satoru and the Chovetz Chaim writes, is that first it can only acquire einus that kin, we have to do other things, but in the free time we might still learn. It says, therefore, if you learn in the free time, even the time we had to clean the face, if you had to buy stuff, also get the scars, so might see an einus. However, he says, like, yeah, let's say you did not learn in your free time, so it comes out, even the time when you're an einus, the maitha, you have no excuse of einus, and then you're punished for that also. I maitha, you have to clean it, you have to do the maitha, you showed your free time, it wasn't the chashuv to do the free time. Therefore, make sure that you maximize your free time, you spend it correctly. That's Aleph. Second is that really, first of all, saw this social mem kadma chav, which is known Hilchus Simon Reish Mem in Yoridea. Hilchus Kibbutz of Aim. Now, it's brought down over there also in the Machaber that also Yerushalayim and Shregel also has the Chiyav Kovid. Hilchus of one of the right, so we have a Chiyav Kovid.
No,
I'm
not the same, man.
Whoa! No! We have to. We have to deal with them as nicely as possible. You can't insult them. So, like the end of keeping of aim is very important. It's something you always need to cover around all the time. The Gemara says in Kedushin of one of our Yerusha, maybe it says Baruch Hashem, he was the urge not to have his challenge. It is a challenge. Something that a person has to. To ingrain anything, the Chavetz Chaim writes on Lashon Hara. If you want to work Lashon Hara, you learn it, you ingrain it. If you want to work Kibbutz of Aim, learn the halachas, take out a chayot, take out a kitzer, and learn these halachas. Therefore, when it comes to that moment, when it comes to that challenge, you actually remember there's one of the texts of Devarim, because Baruch Hu told us to tell yourself that you have to have honor your parents. It's a mitzad chiv shavoy, mitzad akorah, toiv shavoy, mitzad eat the toiv shavoy. It's very important not to bite the hand that feeds you. They won't feed you. It's a very practical thing to do to give common respect to your parents. The third aspect is the idiom of that you have to understand that the person over here is representing Torah. And wherever you go, whatever you do, Ben Zmanim, especially you go to the States, your parents do not see you, or your in-laws don't see you all year, and the only thing they see is Ben Zmanim, and you're representing Torah. Shlomach has a true about the case of Chil Hashem, he says, by Allah of Chil Hashem, by a Tamachochem, he has to be much more higher. Why? Because even something that's most of people trying to have to do it. So Shlomach says, doesn't mean Talmud Chacham, the look of the Talmud Chacham. It means that people look at being a Talmud Chacham. He can be a Mushkus, but someone thinks he is a Talmud Chacham, has this special look of a Kol Hashem applies to him. Every yeshiva guy over here, they go to the States, he represents Shiva Smir, he represents Curl, he represents sitting and learning. That's what he presents. Whether he thinks he is or he isn't, that's his own business. But that might say he certainly represents that way. And Roshiva always speaks about that way before many manas, that you have to understand that's who you present, that's who you are to them. And the way how you act will affect you and everyone, how they deal with you and how they deal with you, how the makshav Torah. Therefore, make sure that even if one do things, keep it to yourself. I'm talking about things that are much, nothing is awesome. Things are awesome. The straight Shabbat is the Imam Kedushin. The Imam tells one to do in a Veira and the first Eric. Go do it in a place where no one, go in a city that no one knows you, go wear black and go do it up there and then come back. You don't have to go tell other people about it. Now, what is going to do with Manenu, as the says, because you go to the place where no one knows you, you see all your friends over there with Manenu. So that aspect doesn't apply. But the slave Shabbat is that, let's say you want to do something that's more relaxing. You don't have to go share it with your people around you. You want to go play ball, you don't have to walk in the street with your shorts on. Besides, maybe it's not the right thing to do. Even think it's the right thing. You represent Torah. There can be Makshat Torah based upon your actions. She understands that your actions are that way. That means that you can tell people you're going to Seder, and you show them you're going to Seder, and you're showing them you're going to go learn. But you have to show them and tell them you're going to Great Adventure. You don't have to, whether you can or can't do something else. That's a side point. Fine, and that's not the point. Whatever you're going to do, any trip you do in Bain's Manor, you're going to spend 2 days with your wife, which is wonderful, terrific, and great. You should do that. But that, you don't have to want it or say it or what exactly you did. The point is to say, oh, came back and I'm going to be smart. You should show what they look upon, what they think you should be, not what you are. But even though you really are that way, just they don't know that for yeshiva guys, Ben Islam, they look at it being a vacation day, and they look at you as, whether they see Ben Islam, they think that's all year round. And mitzad, in of the Kiddush Hashem, mitzad, the love of Chilul Hashem, and mitzad, what Maisa should be important to you also, mitzad, eat the Torah Shiva, you should understand your present Torah and try to be master of that, and stand up and be there for Torah. Tachim v'zeicha, tarachai koshin, and samachim if you're young. Shaya.